So hi Joe. So I'll see you turn on the Christmas lights tonight.
Yes.
Are you excited?
I am, yes. I've done it once before, a few years back, but I'm looking forward to doing it again. It's always a great celebration and the audience is always great, so I'm excited. A little bit nervous, always get nervous, but I can't wait.
Good. Are you going to be singing? Or is
I am. Yeah, we're going to do a couple of numbers from Joseph, because obviously we're promoting the arena and coming here at Christmas. So I'm going to sing Any Dream of Doing Close Every Door. And I'm sure there'll be some Christmas sing-along. There's always some sort of Christmas sing-along at the end. So that included as well, I'm sure.
Good. So how did you get involved in doing Joseph?
Well, I was asked about, I think it was about, it's nearly 2 years ago now. Around about this time, 2 years ago, I was asked to go in for a meeting and to see if I would be interested in it. And I was really nervous, you know, taking on the role, and I didn't know if I would enjoy it. It was kind of my first step into musical theatre in terms of doing a long-term run of a tour. And I was really nervous. Thought, why not? Let's give it a go, see what happens. And I did the first bit of the tour, and I had a great time, you know. And I loved, like, the audiences that came. I loved the music, the show. And I was asked to come back again this year to do the run of it. So I'm back, but this is the last bit now. You know, we've got 1 week left of the tour, and then we do 2 weeks at Christmas, and it finishes on New Year's Eve. So perfect way to end on New Year's Eve.
Did you used to love Joseph the musical? Well, Joseph the film when you were younger as well.
Well, they did it in my school when I was in junior school, but I think I was too shy to sing in it. So I was in the choir, but I hid at the back, which is quite ironic now. But I wouldn't sing for some reason. I used to like kind of doing drama and acting and stuff at school, but I hated singing in front of people. So I used to always kind of hide at the back and mime along and pretend I was singing, so I didn't want anyone to hear us sing. And then as obviously got older, and they did it in me senior school, secondary school, they did it. And I wouldn't go for the audition because I wasn't confident in you. So I missed out on it and that bit as well. So it was, by the time I got to play the actual role, it was the first time I'd been a part of it properly.
Yeah. Do you still keep in contact with any of the X Factor judges since we've been
Not
there?
No. Really. I mean, if we see each other, you know, if we see each other at events and stuff, we do. But and we'll catch up and chat and stuff, but not like on a week-to-week basis, you know. It's not the kind of thing where we text each other and tell each other what we're having for dinner and stuff.
God bless. Do you still watch X Factor now?
I haven't seen this year, you know. I've because we're doing shows on Saturdays, so I kind of miss the live shows. But I catch up with it. I'll try and catch up with it, you know, like on YouTube and stuff when I get a bit of time off. But you know, I still love the show, and if I can watch it, I do. But I haven't seen any of this year's series, not one bit, which is not like me. But yeah, I'm hearing it's as controversial as ever. It's always controversial, isn't it? So,
yeah.
But yeah. But I've heard it's good, and I've heard they've changed a few things around. It's very different this year, but I need to catch up on it.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to add or say?
Just that I'm looking forward to coming to the arena, you know, for Christmas, from the 19th to the 31st of December. And I hope to see everybody there.
Is tickets still available?
Yes, yeah. Tickets are still available. And yeah, come see it. Come join the fun.
Yeah.